Good afternoon. That expansive ridge of high pressure continues to produce excessive heat across interior New York and New England today. With hazy sunshine, it will once again be hot and humid. In fact, even hotter than yesterday, with highs in most places reaching the upper 90s. But with increased humidity as the dew points climb towards 70, the heat index will make it feel like it's around 105 degrees or even hotter at times throughout the region. The best chance of a cooling thunderstorm will be across the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont, but even in these locations, the chance of any thunderstorms will be slim. Instead, it'll be hot and dry throughout the afternoon and into the night, as most locations only go back into the mid-70s for overnight lows tonight. Another hot and humid day on Monday with hazy sunshine and just the isolated risk of a thunderstorm. High temperatures again in the upper 90s with the heat index well over 100. As we get into the middle of the week, just a very weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere may touch off an isolated thunderstorm here or there on Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures may come down just a touch, but still hot, with most places in the mid-90s. As we get into the latter portion of the week, we'll begin to track a cold front in our direction through the Great Lakes. The cold front will remain off to the west on Thursday, with highs in the lower to mid-90s and the risk of a scattered thunderstorm, but the best chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with that front will come Friday and Friday night. With the scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures could be held back into the 80s by the end of the week. On the other side of the front, a bit more refreshing for the day on Saturday, mostly sunny, and highs again in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that extensive heat wave across much of the plains and here in the east continues, as an upper-level ridge is growing over the eastern U.S., and this is leading to widespread subsidence aloft and thus mostly sunny skies and hot weather. Temperature anomalies on the order of 10 to even 20 degrees above normal are expected through tomorrow, with the potential for numerous record highs to be set from the Great Lakes to New York and New England. The high temperatures in the 90s to near 100 degrees combined with high dew points expected to result in heat indices of 100 to 110 degrees for many areas. Overnight lows will also be quite sultry, especially in urban areas where readings could remain above 75 degrees all night. Meanwhile, a slow-moving cold front crossing the Midwest today with a low pressure center will be the impetus for heavy rain and strong thunderstorms across parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The primary threats with these storms will be wind and large hail, along with heavy rain and frequent lightning. Across the Gulf Coast region, a low pressure trough will enhance showers and storms from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana through Monday night. And some of these storms could produce locally heavy rain that would cause some flash flooding. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Dillon and Gothic, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid, upper 90s. Boston, hazy, hot, and humid, near 90. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature average in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1913, and the record low, 45, in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today with just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm and highs in the middle and upper 90s. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the upper 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the upper 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, upper 90s. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm Tuesday and for the 4th of July Wednesday, otherwise continuation of hot and humid weather in the mid-90s. Lower to mid-90s with a scattered thunderstorm Thursday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday back into the upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday with highs staying in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.